You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. It's 2025. It's a new year. We have a very special guest. Happy New Year. Comedian Felipe Esparza, part two.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? You're the OG. You came up with that, huh?
Yeah, no, I did not.
No, that's you. You're OG, dude.
I'm the one that brought it into the comedy world, probably.
Yeah.
Because Snoop Dogg does it. And people who grew up in South Central and people who grew up in, like, Boyle Heights say it.
You know about La Morada?
La Morada in, like, California or the gang?
Yeah, the one in East L.A.
Oh, that's there by Silver Lake,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, because that's a gang, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I seen their tags. Because I lived on Sanborn.
They're called the La Morada Locos. They're,
so that means they're crazy.
Yeah, they're a hardcore gang.
So how deep are they, though? Because you're OG. You've been around for a while, bro. Like, how deep are they?
They're like, well, they're more like West Side Los Angeles. I'm from East Los Angeles and Boyle Heights. So they're like, they're pretty much, they control Marshall High School area.
Oh, damn.
And
okay.
Mitchell Torino Street.
Yeah.
And Hollywood. But this is stuff that I know because YouTube.
No, dude, you're LA through and through.
But you know what? I know LA so much that when I thought coming up with an app, if I was one of those people that could do apps, mm-hmm. where like if you hit a street, any street in Los Angeles, like give me the corner. And I'll tell you what gang is in that area.
You know it that well?
Yes.
How? What's a giveaway? Their tags or what?
You just know, man. Like, if I know, like, okay, Washington and Oak Street, you know, that could tell right there. That's, it could be West Side Primera Flats or East Side, or it could be, could be a lot of gangs in that area, but most likely.
What about a fool from Hazard? You'd be able to tell the fool's from Hazard or what?
Well, I could just start with a street. If that street is Eastern and Record, all the way to Soto and El Sereno, and you're going inside the five freeway, you're pretty much in Hazard Duke territory.
What about Koreatown? Is there like Latino gangs there or what?
There's actually Korean gangs there.
There's Korean gang. You know, I got hit dumbfounded about that.
Yes. Right. But those gangs, you only see them if you go hang out over there on.
Yeah.
In that, in Koreatown, there's a pool, there's a little bar.
Pool hall?
A pool hall right there. Probably see them there. But they're, Asian gangs are crazy. They're crazy. They're Mexican gangs.
Asian boys or what?
Man, my friend's a cop.
Yeah.
And my friend Willie Barcena is a good friend of that police officer. And one day we were hanging out with him, like a ride along. And he showed us the top 10 gang members in Los Angeles. And there was like maybe two Asian guys on that list.
No.
My friend right away picked us, the biggest black guy on the list. That guy. And I said, nah, man. It's these two motherfuckers right here.
The little Asian
one guy. Of these guys. And the cop go, how do you know?
That's crazy.
These guys are probably, they probably did more home invasion than these guys.
That's catching a lick, right? I mean, the street terminology, right? Like catching a lick.
Yeah.
Is invading, like robbing a home, right?
He was doing a case, and he told me that that Asian guy and the other Asian guy, their families are rich and they own businesses.
Damn.
So they would take turns robbing each family.
Why, dude?
Because they're OGs, bro.
Damn, that's crazy. So this is what, in 1988?
Early
90s. 1990?
Yeah.
Damn, fool. So back then, okay, since you brought that up, what's up with what happened to the party crews? I seen a documentary on YouTube where in the 90s, like, fools used to, like, ditch high school and there was party crews. Like, you know, they would go do kickbacks. What happened?
Bro.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, there was so many party crews. Like people, like, who were out of high school, they were, like, in their early 20s, like, just say 20 years old. They would hang out outside and give out flyers to all the high school girls.
That's crazy.
Yeah, wow. Man. Imagine, bro.
On Melrose or what?
No, Roosevelt High School.
Oh,
my
okay.
High school.
Yeah. They'd be like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back then, man, we were having a big party.
Damn.
They're passing out flyers.
School night or what?
School night. And then right here, their names will be like, okay, there's a lot of promoters, like Teddy Boys or all these promoters. Yeah, these guys were called Teddy Boys.
That's crazy.
I never put it together to right now.
So even Melrose has changed, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, man. In Melrose, they used to be a gang called the Lads.
The Lads.
Yeah.
That's scary, dude.
And they were pretty much whoever was into punk rock or skateboarding in that area. That
makes sense. Yeah, the Lads.
Yeah.
Isn't there a punk rock store on Melrose right now?
Yes, they sell.
Because my homie is a like hardcore dude. And he brought me in there, you know, like he was like looking at like different punk albums and shit. And
yeah,
so that's still there. But there's a lot on Melrose gone. Like they used to have a hip hop store? They used to sell markers and shit.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
Gone.
That was what Workman's. Help me out here. She's too young. She's too young. She doesn't know. I would know.
I had to ditch school and go there.
Wait, at Workman's?
In Melrose.
On Melrose. So what would you do there? Like, what was your plan?
Just walk around, man, trying to be stylish. Because everybody in my high school dressed like a cholo, you know?
Like, break down the attire, though. So because these kids might be younger, like 24, 25.
Well, in my high school, there was, there was kids who had money. And they were wearing all the good shit. Like, whatever you saw whatever you see in an 80s movie where the preppy kids had the collar up, that's the way they dress. And they pretty much were kids who had both parents, you know, and, like, they had they had those Nikes, like, fucking the red stripe.
Oh, yeah.
And they had penny loafers, and they actually put pennies in them. They had a tigre shirt or lacrosse. And they had nice haircuts. And they always had a brush to comb their hair.
What year is this, dog?
The 80s, bro. Everybody was combing their hair. And then there was...
She wasn't even born, dog.
Yeah, and then there was Crips. And first, Crips used to hang out by the student store.
What was their get-up?
Bro, what I'm wearing right now...
Break it down, bro.
They were wearing a blue Pendleton.
Okay, that's a Pendleton for sure.
With a hat from Neiman Marcus that was blue. I don't know why.
Yeah. Keep going.
And they had a blue Adidas and then khakis. And then the other side of the front of the school where I was, it was white fence. And it was all white fence, like the gang white fence.
How deep are those dudes?
My school, it was pretty much They control the whole school.
Really?
So, like, so
for me,
yeah, but they left you alone or what?
Me, I was hanging out with people with bad haircuts. People who were only hanging out for us because for safety. Like, if you're a, like, you were being bullied by somebody, you would sit in our table and then people thought you were with them, they leave you alone.
Oh, shit.
So, like, our table was like safety.
Okay.
And then, like, there was, our table was guys who stole skateboards and sold skateboards. And then people who ride skateboards.
That's what's up. Yeah.
It was, and then it was me, man, with dirty tennis shoes. And I was into, like,
were you into, like,
punk.
Heavy metal at all? Or what?
Like, I was into, like, Corrosion of Conformity.
Oh, okay. Okay.
DRI.
Yeah, yeah, shit like that.
Agnostic Front.
Oh, okay. So you're a hardcore, like, hardcore punk guy.
Yeah.
I would.
Rich Kids, LSD.
Yeah, yeah. No heavy metal shit? Like Judas Priest or.
Well, in high
school, Iron Maiden.
In junior high, I was all into, like, Ozzy, man.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
He's the truth, man. Ozzy's the truth.
You know, it's funny, you get older, man, and you realize, fuck. Dude. Like, I'm at the age now where I could watch Ozzy now and Six Flags.
Oh, yeah.
Eating,
you know,
a Cliff
then,
Bar.
He was a mystery because they would say, yeah, this fool would, like, eat a bat's head.
Yeah.
And, like, on stage.
Or a pigeon head or
something
do,
like
do,
that.
Do, like, some crazy stunt.
Mm-hmm.
There was a kid growing up that I knew, his name was Lalo, and he was all into
Lalo
Ozzy.
In East Los too. Yeah, I knew Lalo. Hey, shout out to Lalo.
He used to worship Ozzy, bro.
Like, he loved him or what?
Bro, he used to put Ozzy Osbourne's photo in the altar.
Yeah.
And he had the Bark at the Moon album with Ozzy.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
this.
I remember that cover. Yeah. It scared me when I went into the record store.
And this fool.
Show. Yeah.
And this fool put like, you know, he had the fluorescent lights. He was a big pothead, and him and I would sit down, and he'll start blasting Bark at the Moon.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, back then there was like a thing called record stores, you know, where you could actually go in and like I would get, hey, do you like ska at all? Like the Specials?
Yeah, man.
You remember the English Beat? Like me.
I saw
the
English
bathroom.
Beat and Long and Santa Barbara.
You seen English Beat?
Yeah, man.
Yo, because I was a fan. Like back then, Ranking Roger had a solo album.
Yes.
Do you remember the brother Ranking Rogers?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then I got his solo album. But what's up? You saw English Beat live.
Yeah, that white dude was playing, man.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that shit.
I saw him on New Year's Eve in Santa Barbara.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Bro, that show ended before midnight, I'm telling you.
Damn. So we're talking about the British Invasion kids.
The 80s.
These British bands, ska bands, came in like 80s.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. 485. Because I was in middle school, dog.
So you were
older than me.
You were into the Specials?
I like the Selector, the Specials,
Madness.
I like Madness a lot.
Me too.
I love Madness. So
the
Madness,
Specials produced Madness. It was Two Tone Records.
That's right. I just remember at our high school, our white surfer, because I went to a different type of high school, they were all into that album, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who are these? Like, why is that? You know, the Dance Craze. Remember the Dance Craze album?
Yeah.
It was the live. It was like Bad Manners, the Selector. Fucking. And it was a live album. But I didn't know it was live till later in life. I'm like, wow, they did that shit live. And then they, but the Specials, yeah, man, they you know what? Those European band, those ska bands, were all just black guys and white guys. I know.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And that's when I was tripping out. Like,
they were the first to cross to have a mixed band.
Yeah. I really, but the thing is, the music was so good. I'm like,
good,
damn, this shit's good. Yeah, I mean, I like American bands and shit, but I don't know. I didn't realize they were British till like later. I'm like,
later.
Oh, yeah.
I growing up, I thought punk was started in London. But it was started in America by the Ramones.
Yeah, Yeah. That's like New York shit, right?
That's yeah.
So you're into all that shit too, huh?
Yeah, I used to have a joke, bro. It's kind of hacky now, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I said, because my brother's gay, right?
And I said, is your brother really gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I said that he should be in a band, or in a Ramones cover band. They were called the Mamones.
That's a good one.
It is,
and we're gonna get into comedy.
Yes, he's gonna take it. Chewy was a brat.
Oh my god, dude! Hey, you seen Pet Sematary?
He wants to be inseminated.
No. I remember that one too.
Pet Sematary was badass, huh?
But the Ramones did.
Yeah,
they did the sound right.
I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery.
I don't wanna live my life no more. Yeah, they were badass, dude. The Ramones were badass, dude.
The badass,
like, just like their fucking leather jackets and their haircuts and shit. The fucking bob haircut, the leather jackets and shit. That shit was hard, dude.
Also, like Weird Al Yankovic growing up.
Bring up Weird Al, dude.
Because you said the hair, yeah, the leather jacket.
No. I'm a fan of Weird Al, too, dog.
So
I love Weird Al.
You grew up
Yankovic.
In San Diego, right?
Yeah, I grew up in San Diego in, you know, Tom DeLong.
Yeah.
You know, I've said it a million
times.
Tom went to my high school, dog.
So you grew up, did you ever listen to Dr. Demento?
I don't think I know that.
It used to come out on Sundays.
Okay.
And he would play like Weird Al Yankovic music.
Oh, right. He and that's had how some I got great to know. Covers though, huh?
Yeah.
Eat it. Everybody eat it.
And he had another one, Ride the Bus.
Oh, dude, he had music. So back then.
I lost on Jeopardy.
On MTV, they played music videos for real.
Yeah, videos. Good videos.
Real music videos. And then a lot of music broke that way.
He has one song that's not a, he has one song though, that's not a remake of another song.
Original?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's like a love song.
Really?
And it's him singing about everything he's not going to do after his lady broke up with him.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, I'm not going to shove a knife through my heart. He's doing all the things. He's just thinking about all the things he's not going to do.
Is he still alive, by the way?
Yeah, they did a movie about him that went nowhere.
Oh, yeah. Hey, shout out to Weird Al Yankovic, man. OG. Oh, so how did you get into... you're probably sick of these questions.
No, I'm not.
No, the thing is, who gave you, like, who showed you love in the Hispanic community as far as, like, hey, fool, you want to open for me?
Paul Rodriguez?
Orale.
Yeah.
The OG?
Yeah, Paul Rodriguez.
You know, his son's a pro skater.
Yeah.
So, the original Paul Rodriguez.
Yes, man. I was working with him. I was working with another comedian. And, he said I was funny one time,
That's
too.
That's crazy. Where did Mr. Rodriguez see you?
He saw me at the Laugh Factory.
What?
And back then, I didn't drink. So, I would take my drink ticket, and I would ask the bartender, hey, what did Paul Rodriguez order?
Oh.
And then he'll say, Irish coffee. So it was like a little bit of coffee with a lot of Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
So then he'll do his set, and then I'll get off, and I'll go give it to him like Spider from Goodfellas.
Dude, that's a good movie, dude. Good movie.
So I went like this, Mr. Rodriguez, I got you your drink. Let's talk about comedy now. Nah. So I just give him his drink, and he goes, thanks, man. You're cool. So one day we saw him in El Paso.
And, who's me?
Me, Gary Iglesias, me, Paul Rodriguez.
Dude, the OG.
George Lopez.
The OGs.
No, Gary Iglesias, Armando Castillo, these other comedians and myself. And Paul Rodriguez went to our show, and he told her, you want to go to have tacos? And I said, everything's closed. And then he said, everything's closed if you only have $5. And then he took us to Mexico, bro. Like, he kidnapped us.
Wait, like, we're past Rosarito? Like,
Juarez. We're in El Paso.
That's like Sicario.
Fuck yeah, bro. He didn't give a fuck.
That's where the fucking...
He walked up to a random... You know, you've done shows, man, and fans want to hang out. So this time, we took the opportunity. Hey, you guys want to hang out? And then that guy, Paul Rodriguez, said, what are you driving? A van. All right, man. Take us to Mexico to have tacos. You got it. So then he invited these two.
And these are the OGs.
Yeah.
Damn.
These girls showed up with a lot of cleavage. Hey, lady, you want to have tacos? Sure. We're going to Mexico. Let's go. So they went with us.
That's crazy.
So it was like eight of us, bro, in a random van.
Deep.
Going to Mexico.
Yeah. Damn, dude. So what else? Because Mexico, I mean, there's a lot of like.
So I opened up for him a lot of times after that. So long story short, I gave him a Viagra at a strip bar, and then we became good friends.
Oh, the dick pill.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn, dude. And he's still doing it, right? Mr. Rodriguez is still doing
it. You know what
shit
that was like, bro? Somebody gave me a Viagra back in San Francisco.
Does it work? Does it really?
And he told me to save it. I was going to save it. He goes, bro, you used it when you need it. And like, I didn't need it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then I'm never going to need this. So then I saw Paul Rodriguez, and he was like, with a young stripper, like younger than him.
The OG, right? Not Paul Rodriguez.
The dad.
Not the skater, but the dad.
So I give him the Viagra, man. It was like a Jedi headed over his lightsaber to Darth Vader.
You're acting a fool on here.
So
dude. Holy shit.
So
bro.
I saw.
What are you doing?
I saw him at the Southwest later on in the airplane.
He said, thank you.
And he looked at me and he goes, man, I was harder than times in the South.
Damn. So it works.
It worked.
Right. How long do you think that stuff lasts, those penis pills?
I don't know, man.
Because you don't need it, right?
When I read the instructions, man, it's like, oh, man, if you get this, if you like, if your erection lasts longer than 3 days.
Oh, you're fucked.
Call the doctors.
Yeah.
But it's funny, like, why would you wait 3 days?
But what if your date... what if your date stands you up? You could jerk off on Viagra, too, probably.
I think that would probably be dangerous because you're already hard.
I know.
And you're going to masturbate.
But you have
to
do
something,
though.
So you're going to make your penis thicker. So now this motherfucker will be
even
really...
another plus. That's a good plus.
It might explode, bro. Start cracking.
Oh, because the blood.
The blood.
So it gets it thicker, huh?
Yeah, because you're making it sore now by masturbating.
Why are you doing that?
Because you're like going like this so hard.
We're on YouTube, bro. What? Don't do that.
You're going like this.
Don't do that, dude. And you're doing it like this, bro.
So it'll get sore, dude. It'll get sore. It'll grow up unless you put it in ice.
Yeah, yeah. So you think that...
Nah.
I thought if you were on it, you would have to ejaculate, like get one off, and then it would shrink.
Yes.
Like it would shrink, right? Man, that's crazy.
Don't forget, man, you're using a hand, and you're gripping it hard.
Yeah.
A vagina keeps getting wet, you know, but a hand gets getting drier and drier.
God damn, dude.
It hurts yourself.
I had a question, dude, because this is, I'm going back to the Latino comedy community. Who is this guy? Was there a guy named like Pablo something?
Pablo Francisco.
Yeah.
One man.
Oh, that motherfucker was good.
He's still good.
What happened to him?
He's still touring.
Good, but I see. He would do like... He like do little voices and stuff like
One Desire.
Yeah, like so. Have you met him?
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. June is Men's Mental Health Month, and every year, 6 million men suffer from depression. If you're feeling overwhelmed, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. And BetterHelp makes it easy. Take a short online quiz and connect from home with a qualified therapist. Visit BetterHelp.com to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
I met him.
Pablo, I remember him that.
Him and I did a show with him. Well, I did a show with him when, like, you know, like doing local shows.
Yeah.
And then we did a show together, actually. Co-headline, Barbara Worth Theater in fucking...
In L.A.?
Palm Springs.
Oh, in Palm Springs.
Somewhere, bro, in the middle of nowhere.
Dude, there's nice places.
We didn't really hang out because he left right after the show.
Yeah.
Lucky. And I got stuck there, bro. My hotel right next to a theater. So people threw up next to my door.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I could see people passing by. Oh, they found out where I was, and they were knocking all night.
They were?
Hey, where's the after hour? The nearest Ralph's was 45 minutes away, bro.
What? So they just assume you're a party guy?
Yeah, assume,
maybe
bro.
Maybe it's your hair. Like, maybe they're like, oh, this guy's cool. He's fucking into rock. Or, yeah, that's crazy. So Pablo,
back in the days, I would have partied, but now, you know.
But you're pretty OG. It's a waste of time. Because you're right underneath that tier, like the Pablos, the Paul Rodriguez's, the George Lopez's. You're like... As far as age, I'm not saying.
Yeah, I came after.
But yeah, you came like right after, right? Like.
Yeah, I came right.
Because you're like junior varsity, they're varsity.
Yes, they've been varsity since I started. Like this.
Since like 80.
Like when I started stand-up.
Or something.
When I started stand-up, Carlo Mencia,
George Lopez. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Carlos. My bad. I forgot about Carlos. Yeah, he was around. Yeah.
Carlo Mencia, George Lopez, Paul Rodriguez, Paulo Francisco,
There was a couple.
They were all ahead.
Johnny Sanchez, right?
But these guys were already.
Johnny's a little after you guys.
But these guys were already headlining.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So
these guys were already stars,
okay.
Man.
Okay. Sorry. They did the Three Amigos tour, right?
Yeah, they were all stars. They were already headlining.
Right.
And their career has not really. They have like imagine, bro. They've been headlining since I started.
Yeah, and probably before.
And I started headlining in 2010.
No, they were doing it since the 80s and shit. Like
Paulo Francisco too.
Yeah, dude. They've been around forever, bro. Forever. Like, dude, even Paul Rodriguez was in movie. Remember Born in East L.A.?
Orale. Orale.
Pray to the Jesus. So he was
Jesus
in that.
Jesus está en Tijuana.
Dude, those are good movies. Hey, have you met Cheech Marin?
Bro, I met him one time. And he's one of those people that you meet him once and he forgets he met you because of all that weed.
He really was Cheech and Chonging it up, for real.
Yeah.
He really smoked like that? What about Chong? You met Chong?
No.
But Cheech, like, so Cheech saw you the second time. He goes, hey, like, who are you? Like, oh, have I met? Have we met? He didn't remember.
No.
You didn't take it personal.
Nah.
Yeah.
The guy smoked so much weed, bro.
So how did you, like, navigate, like, did you just, it's for you, it just seems a natural progression, just you meeting a guy, hey, you want to do the show? And then you do the show, and then it just builds up from that, or what?
What?
Your comedy career.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, we're talking about your career.
There was a show called the Latino Laugh Festival back in the day, and I was lucky to be on that. Mm-hmm. And from that, I met a lot of people. I met, like, Freddie Soto there and Johnny Sanchez, Darren Carter.
You know, rest in peace, Freddie. Dude.
Yeah.
Yo, let's Give Freddie some respect. Show how much the world's missing right now. Because, Freddie was a beast, bro.
Yeah, he was on his way up, man.
Dude, so Freddie was an up-and-coming guy. Because him and my brother used to do shit.
Yeah.
But Soto, he used to do his dad impressions, right?
Yeah.
Like, his whole act was his dad, right?
Yeah, his whole act was his dad.
So tell him, like, do you look up
like,
to him or
he would say, like, how many words in the word chicken? Or whatever the word,
yeah,
the joke
yeah,
word.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
even
yeah,
know how
yeah,
it goes.
Yeah. So did you, what was it like when you first met Freddie Soto?
I met him at the open mic.
Oh, snap.
And I think Johnny Sanchez, he's the one that recommended me to the comedy store, to Mitzi.
So, okay. So you had a audition for Mitzi Shore?
Yeah, in front of her.
So if she's like, all right, do your thing. Are you
yeah,
a Cuban?
Exactly like that. She told me to come back every week for like 9 weeks.
You're funny. You have a lot of potential. Do you want to work the door here?
Because this is the way she talked, right?
Yeah.
Am I doing a good job?
Yeah.
You know, you want to work the door but here?
I don't know if it was sometimes on the phone, it could have been the door guy because sometimes he would like direct messages via her voice.
Damn. Is it true you had to like...
The door guy, I forgot his name, he got fired, but that guy used to like command the store or imitating her voice. And like, what she wanted to be on the phone, but it's him. It was only them.
So is this urban legend? Did you have to go and like certain doormen had to give her massages and stuff? Or
not me.
You know who told me something crazy is was there a guy named Skip?
Skippy.
Skippy has some stories. No. I got to get Skippy on here, dude. Because Skippy has stories about that shit.
Chewbacca with diarrhea.
But do you remember Skippy?
I know him. Yeah. I saw him a month ago.
Dude, he lived...
Annie Fetterman.
But when's the last time you seen him, though?
A month ago at Annie's show. You know Annie?
Annie Letterman?
Yes.
I was doing her
show. He was outside.
Just chilling
out.
Or what?
Chilling.
Oh, snap. So Skippy was a guy who
He's from the East Coast.
That's right. Yeah. And he worked at the Comedy Store like what in the late 90s, like 2000s
yeah,
or
nice
90s
guy.
Or something. And then so is he still doing his thing or what?
Yeah, I saw him at the, just walking, look, he looks the same.
Same thing.
Same.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. All right, so you got passed by Mitzi.
Yes, I auditioned for like 9 weeks.
That's 9 weeks.
Straight.
So you had to do a different material?
Different 3 minutes, and then different 2 10-minute.
Do you do crowd work or what?
Now?
I see Instagram. I just see, like, what's going on, and I'm like, oh, there's, like, you guys, like, post a lot of crowd work shit.
I do crowd work, but I don't have a camera guy with me, so he didn't catch the magic.
Hey, man, once you, because you want to do some extra work? I mean, maybe she's a good worker, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You, for reals? You do a camera?
Yeah. So afterwards, hey, do you want to catch that?
Yeah,
you want to do some fucking...
Go on the road?
Those are some shows, right?
Cause I had,
that's my sister. That's Mi Hermana, dude. I'm looking out for Mi Hermana, fool. Like,
okay. Because yeah. I did crowd work the other... when I was out of town
in... weird watching
Stamford, it. Stamford, Connecticut. And if I would have had the magic there, it would have been perfect, man. Because I asked this guy... What he did for a living. Whatever he did for a living, I made it funny.
Yeah.
But he was chubby, like me.
Was this in L.A. or, like, on the road?
Stamford, Connecticut.
Connecticut.
He was chubby, but not like me. You know, he was, like, sloppy, bro. Like,
white
me,
guy?
Me, I could show my fat to the back, you know, and just be all right.
Yeah, you look
or
good,
I'll sit better, you know?
Yeah.
I'll take one button and I'll go, what's up? I'll just stay in this mode. Or I'll hide behind a pillar, you know? But I asked his wife, what do you do for a living? She said, I'm a dietitian. Bro, the whole crowd exploded because everybody could see how fat that motherfucker was.
Oh, wow.
And I said, wow, man, you must not take your work home, huh?
Dude, that's a good one.
And I said, you must look at him and go, no, honey, water bad, punch is good.
Yeah. So when you're doing crowd, when you're in the moment, dog, like, because you only have 2 or 3 seconds to think, right? It's almost like, you know how rappers do freestyle? Like, you have to think in 3 seconds. Your comeback, or so, like, what's going through? What's the process? You're like, is it like high level just circulation?
It was funny, bro, because later on, there was a man choking in the back. He was like, ah. Oh shit, maybe the dietitian could help him. Oh no, fuck no, she probably just give him peanut butter, bro. Everybody died, bro.
Oh, damn, that's crazy. So,
but if I would have captured that, bro, like,
magic, bro,
the whole show was about this lady being a dietitian, bro. Because every time there was a situation, I would bring it back to her dumbass.
That's crazy. Hey, man, because that means a lot, dude. Like, for Instagram, those are clips, bro, and reels and shit. So if you could capture those, it would just add to your arsenal of content, dude.
Yeah, I wish.
Know? Yeah.
But now it turned into you had to be there.
Right. It's just like a show, right?
You had to be there,
like a
man.
Punk show or something.
Yeah, I don't have
a camera
guy.
All right, well, we do good. Doing good on time here? Okay, so hey man,
that
just flew by because I did.
Ask me, bro.
So I did a poll on Instagram as far as Felipe is coming here for the second time. Send your questions, and so I wrote them down. All right, and so you know, there's no pressure.
No pressure.
Best taco shop in downtown LA.
Downtown Los Angeles? Like downtown Los Angeles?
Be real about it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I would have to say the Grand Central Market. I don't know the lady's name. Maybe I think it's called Marta's or Maria's or Rosa's. But right there, they have every type of meat, bro, like tongue, back.
You say Grand Central?
Carnitas. Yeah, Grand Central Market. That's right there on Broadway.
Okay, on Broadway?
Yeah, and you could buy big chunks of pork there, man.
Oh, for real?
With red salsa.
What is that, carnitas? Or what?
Yeah, and they have a thing called, they don't sell it anywhere else, but it's like a corn meal.
Damn,
they fry
corn.
It, and then they open it, and then they add they add beans, and they add guacamole, and then they add meat.
Hell yeah.
Lettuce, tomatoes, and then a shitload of sour cream.
Damn, I love that, yeah.
And that shit's crunchy. Hungry, it's like a Mexican double.
Hey, this is my personal question. Is El Coyote good or no?
I never been there, but my wife said the margaritas there suck.
Dude, dude, it's pretty good. Beverly?
She drinks every day. So.
How white do you find Australia?
Bro, Australia was so white, bro, that those motherfuckers were selling zoo animals at the KFC.
Damn, dude.
But also, it's also a lot of Salvadorans.
Like pets?
No, bro, there was a chicken place. And I met a Hungarian there, and he was telling me that his favorite place he was going to, they would give him extra every day, and then later on, bro, they raided it, and it was one of those birds from that zoo.
Oh,
there's a bird over there that looked like a giant chicken, and it has pterodactyl feet. No, for real, bro.
You're acting a fool up in here, dude. That's crazy. Okay, so I guess that answers your question.
Yeah, that place, Australia's so white that their main food is other people's food.
That's crazy.
Like, you can't say, like, oh, man, they're staple. Nah, because there's so many Asians over there. That's the most Asians I've ever seen.
Have you seen the movie?
They took over.
You seen the movie with... Russell Crowe called Romper Stomper.
Hell yeah, bro.
They beat down the Vietnamese community.
Well, they lost,
they
bro.
They beat down Asians. Yeah. Motherfucker. You watch Romper Stomper. It's crazy.
You gotta watch that shit, man. That's where Mark Wahlberg was inspired by that movie.
Get the fuck up. Really, dude?
Yeah.
Dude, that was a crazy.
He saw that and he put on the same outfit.
He put on the Doc Martens and shit?
Yeah.
Would you rather let Eric Griffin sit on your face naked or let an alligator snapping turtle bite you?
An alligator snapping turtle.
That was the right answer there.
Twice.
Do you put your left or right sock on first?
I don't know. Whatever sock is closer to the foot.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, like if there's a sock right there, I'll just put it. Sometimes I'll put it in my foot next to it and then try to put it on without my hand because I'm too lazy. And then I just grab it.
Hey, dude.
Without pulling my back.
Do you still wear Cortezes or what?
No, I don't, man.
For your
neck? It's hard to find a pair now.
But just think about this as an option. For your next special, right? You rock fucking just the old gear, the Cortezes.
The blue ones or the ones like...
Whatever you want, bro, but just take it back. You said they're hard to find. What,
the blue Cortez with the white stripe. Yeah. They're hard to find.
Okay, well, you know, just a suggestion. Have you ever got tempted to go back to your old school hood ways?
Yes, I was doing a photo shoot for my for like a new 8x10s, and I was sitting at this park, and then I felt like just boning out. I felt like just leaving my ID there and my phone.
Why?
And just taking off. To the neighborhood and fall off the wagon and just disappear.
Wait, I understand. But what's the whole purpose of getting rid of your ID? Just to start, like, this is a new slate. I'm back to the old self.
Oh, just
get rid of the evidence?
I don't know, man. Just
that's crazy.
Disappear,
dude.
Bro.
That's your thought process.
Yeah.
So when you go, so you go that dark? Like sometimes in your mind, still like.
Bro, it's gonna be like
that. That's crazy. Like, get rid of your wallet and your phone. And
you gotta go all out, bro. Like Henry Chinaski. If you're gonna try, go all the way or don't even start. This could mean losing wives. This could mean losing family.
I should have brought up Charles Bukowski too, because I seen you
destitute.
at Bert Kreischer's birthday surprise party. I shouldn't have been. I just tagged along and shit. And that's how I seen you. I'm like, oh, there he is.
Oh, wearing a shirt, right?
But you're wearing a Charles Bukowski shirt.
Yeah, mowing his lawn.
And I'm like, yo, that's tight. That was a writer right there, dude.
Yeah, man.
He might not have agreed with all of his writings, but he was real.
The only reason I like Charles Bukowski because. Like, you try to find a writer that writes about where you're from, and it's Los Angeles, so...
Yeah, he lived off in L.A., he worked at the post office, and
Los Angeles is a character in his book.
Yeah, dude, great. Rest in peace, Charles. Do you face more negative feedback from within the Hispanic community than from other races?
I think from Hispanic, mainly.
Really, dude?
Yeah, they say stuff like, you look like a fat Salma Hayek.
What? So they're just trying to clown.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. But they're not talking about the material. They're, you know, they should be proud, bro.
Oh, like, sometimes they'll see my material from 99, and they're like, man, you've been doing those same jokes.
It's okay, dude.
Because those jokes are in the first special, so yeah.
It's okay, dude. You know, whatever works, right? Because you do a lot of shows. You got to make, you know, that shit works for you, right? Corn or flour tortillas?
I'm going to go with flour, man.
There you go, dog.
They're like dessert.
The last time you shit your pants?
Thanksgiving of 2004 or 2003, probably, at some crack house.
For real?
Yeah, I farted and it was extra.
Oh, so it was a shart. They're called sharts, right?
So, yeah.
Have you seen, you've never seen Scissor Bros, my older podcast with Jeremiah Watkins?
No.
I used to do a thing, that's the next question. I used to do a segment called Steve's Fart Corner where we take fart submissions. And so are you a fan of that? Like if you were to hear other people's farts?
Not really, not a fan.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair.
But my brother, bro, when we used to play wrestling.
Yeah.
We used to be like the bad guys.
Oh, you like WWF?
Yeah, man. So we were the bad guys all the time because my other friends, they were the good guys.
Huh.
So I would go to but we were really dirty, bro.
Yeah.
We were newer kids. I would go to my neighbor's plants, and she got jalapenos, so I would cut them and put it in my fingers.
Why?
Because later on, when they're wrestling, I put it in their mouth or their eyeballs.
Why'd you do that?
Because we were the bad guys, bro.
So you like WWF, you know, like that federation.
Yeah, bro.
Do you remember Coco Beware?
Yeah, bro.
What about Jimmy Superfly Snuka? Yeah. Okay.
No, this is Coco Beware. This is Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Who was that for? Iron Sheik? Iron Sheik, dude. Bro. Iron Sheik?
The Iron Claw, bro.
That he had the reverse, he cranked their neck, dude. Yeah. Do you remember Hillbilly Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know your shit, yeah.
I saw Mil Máscaras wrestle at the Olympic Auditorium. My grandma took me.
Really? Damn. So you're into all that
She was
stuff.
Slapping other bad guys.
But do you have the action figures? Do you remember they had the
I didn't, man. So my brother...
But do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They used to have the you could bend them and stuff.
Yeah. So my brother, his weapon was farts.
Yeah.
I would get somebody in a headlock like this. Then my brother would fart inside a sandwich bag and then close it and then run up to the guy and open it.
Dude, that's disgusting. Hey, I saw something on YouTube.
For real, he'll be here in high school. He'll fart in a bag and go like this.
Yeah. Fastball.
Fastball.
Fastball. Dude, I read something on YouTube. The cop, or is it Instagram or YouTube? This corrupt cop made a shit sandwich and gave it to a homeless person. How cold is that?
That's cold, man.
That's cold, dude.
Even crack dealer will give that guy at least crack to eat it, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Like,
even bum fights, the guy paid
him. A shit sandwich. Like, he literally gave him a shit sandwich. Shame on you.
The first thing I thought about was bum fights. When he gave the cop.
I remember
those guys got paid for all those stunts. $20.
That's crazy. Shame on you, cop. The last, okay, what's your favorite vegan meal?
Vegan ramen.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
at Gokoku in Universal City.
Is it good or what?
Hell yeah, man. They have three flavors. They got one
what's it called again?
Gokoku.
How do you spell that?
I don't know.
Is it with a K or C? Gokoku?
Yeah, Gokoku.
So it's G-O-C.
It's in Universal City.
Yeah, G-O-K-U-K-I, Jokoki.
Gokoku.
Oh, G-O-U-K-U-K-O, Gokoku. Yeah. All right, Jokoku.
And they have vegan ramen, and they have chicken teriyaki that's vegan.
Okay.
They also have non-vegan stuff, too. But
when did you start doing that, dog? Like,
what?
Like vegan, the vegan thing.
2011.
What made you do that?
I was constipated, bro, like really bad. I had to go to a mosque class to take a shit.
Damn.
It was bad, bro. Bad, bro. Like, I must have shit in my butthole out.
Dude.
I felt like I was raped by a ghost. I had a hemorrhoid, bro. I didn't even know what hemorrhoid was.
So
I don't know who to talk to.
So how long since you had taken a shit? Like a day or two?
Five, four.
5 days?
I was on the Atkins diet, bro. The keto diet. Pre-keto diet. So I was just eating cheese, meats. Like I would go to In-N-Out and just eat the hamburger only. Or all the beef, chicken, cheese, Diet Coke. No water, no lettuce, no vegetables.
Okay, yeah.
And then
I
was stuffed up, bro. I was in pain, bro. I was like Elvis before he died. Oh, you know Elvis when he died, bro? He hadn't taken a shit in 2 months.
I thought he was partying and shit.
No, he was partying.
Vegas and shit.
He was partying, but he hadn't taken a shit in like in 2 months when he died.
For real?
Yeah, bro.
That's not in any of the movies or nothing.
Of course not, bro. Hollywood.
I want to see that movie.
Bro, I'll show you that movie.
Okay, dude.
I couldn't shit, bro. So when I shit, bro, I shit like a bloody log, I guess.
How big?
I didn't look, bro. I just know it hurt.
Clogged it up, huh?
Man. So after that, no meat.
No meat.
Anything so that's hard better? To digest. I feel better.
Okay, good, good. How do you feel about Dickies?
I never wore Dickies.
Really, dude?
They're too rough. I like used Dickie. Like, if somebody so used ones.
Oh, there's some, you know what? I'll give you a referral. There's these Dickies that, these are already worn in. And they're, and then you can get them at Tilly's.
Tilly's.
Yeah. There's one at Universal City Walk as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're already worn in. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about 874s. They're like cardboard and shit.
Cardboard, bro. Yeah, those are one of those cholos.
But that's some East LA. That's LA shit, right? Yeah. Didn't they all wear Dickies?
Khakis.
Yeah. Please. You guys used to iron it out. They'd iron the
iron it out, bro. Yeah. With your boxers.
All right. We're almost there. Where would you move if you had to leave L.A.?
Amsterdam, man. Or Rotterdam, Amsterdam.
Really? Okay. What?
I went there three times last year.
Have you been to Europe, dog?
Yeah.
What's your favorite place in Europe?
Amsterdam.
Okay, okay. Because of the...
Off my face, don't know where I am because I got my drug from Amsterdam.
Okay, that's cool. But what about your you could do comedy there?
Well, they just started doing stand-up comedy over there, but they have their version of Second City over there.
Oh, okay.
And it's called a Chicago Boom Theater.
That's what's up. Okay. Yeah. Have you been to France and London?
I've been to Belgium. Oh. I've been to Dublin, England, Amsterdam, Canada. Dublin's cool, man.
But do you watch...
soccer?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like soccer at all. I hated it. I didn't hate it. I just didn't like it. I felt like, what's the point?
Because if you move there, you're going to have to be a fan.
I felt like, what's the point? But I went to a Premier League game.
I
went to go see.
What team? What, Chelsea?
No, bro. The smallest team ever. I went
Swansea?
To go see.
Ipswich Town?
Crystal Palace Eagles.
They're not that small, dude. They're doing good.
Yeah, and
they're not that small.
Yeah, they won the last time 3-0.
They're good, dude. They got some good players.
They won last.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they got two guys.
Oh, you watch it?
I watch them now.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, they're good. They're in the Premier League. Yeah.
So it's Crystal Palace, and I didn't know they shot that show Ted Lasso there.
I didn't know either. Yeah. But dude, yeah. They used to be, dude. They got some strong players. Yeah.
It's
very
quiet there, man. Not like in America. Dude? Well, loud, but. It's not like Raiders and
that's
shit.
That's my dream. I want to go there, dude. I want to go check it out. I want to go to, because my team's Arsenal. I want to go to the Emirates and just fucking watch a game, bro. and just, yeah, because I
Arsenal part of the Premier League? Or
yeah, we're second in the league right all now. Right. Yeah, we're right behind Liverpool.
See, I don't even know.
We're right there. Liverpool is going to win, though, I think.
I just know Crystal Palace and their enemies, Manchester City.
Oh, yeah, we don't talk about Manchester
City here. And what's the other one?
Chelsea, Manchester United.
Manchester United.
Yeah, Wolverhampton Wanderers. They got a grip of teams.
Also,
Everton. Yep.
Amsterdam has a team too. Rotterdam, they have a team. I play with them on Twitch.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, you game?
Yeah, I have a Switch now.
Hey, let's plug that. Oh, I'm sorry. We got to get your plugs, but what's your Twitch?
I don't even know. Felipe Esparza?
Okay, we are the last two questions. What about the tranny story?
Oh, man.
Dude, break it down, Doug. Break down the science.
Oh, I was hanging around and
like the way he smiled, dude.
In Houston at the Laugh Stop.
Oh, no.
And I was...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit MyFreeStyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care. For prescription only. Safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
I was already bad, man. I messed up. Started partying too much. Because that show was Thursday through Sunday, bro. They had me captive at that club. Mm-hmm. So the first night, nothing. The second night was Thursday, Friday night. I party, bro.
How hard?
Hard, man. Like,
what, you drinking or what?
Everything. And the bartender gives me a ride. And, she gives me a ride. And I don't know what happened with her and I, but she just gives me a ride, and I ended up in my bedroom with my underwear on, right? But that's all I remember.
Oh, no.
And then she was real nice to me the next day. Goes, you need another ride? Nah, I don't need another ride. So this other waitress, every night, she kept giving me a Red Bull with vodka when they gave me the light. So I was already pounding that. Long story short, she ended up being a hermaphrodite.
So, like, describe, what does that mean?
I mean she was born with a vagina and a penis.
Testicles?
Yes.
Or
but
no,
it's a non-working penis, though.
So
from
it's,
what I
it's
saw,
flap, it's just dead.
And that's the, yeah, bro.
Oh, dude.
And but we were partying her and I, bro. Yeah. Like we were kissing, we were making out, because everything was a woman. So I didn't know nothing about the other part because I have not ventured there, because you know. You gotta keep it respectful when it's not your coke.
What happened when you went downstairs and you felt the dick?
I saw the penis right away and I put her pants back up.
Dude, did you freak out or what?
No, we were just too quiet, like.
Damn, your mind must have been.
And she was like, "Here we go again," I guess. But she just knew
But it looked like a woman, right?
Everything. She was beautiful.
Okay.
And then she said that, you want me to just leave now? And I said, shh. Nah, stay.
He keeps it real, dude.
I mean, we were already like.
He keeps it real, at least.
Dick or no dick. We were already bonding, you know? We were cool.
So you had a human connection,
yeah.
Right? I mean, ain't nothing.
Man,
wrong.
We still fool around,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dog. I'm not even.
We hit
you.
That thing.
Yeah.
But I was in denial at first, bro. I was like,
but
wow.
How did you feel after? Were you confused?
Because, you know, as a comedian, you know, you try to, like, find humor in a situation, make everybody comfortable again.
Yeah.
And I said, that's wow, crazy. Man.
Yeah.
That's a big ass skin tag.
Damn, dude.
Like, you should burn that off. Like, you should grab a garlic with a string and tie
damn.
It up.
Damn. So, was it just a. It was just like a dead wiener?
I don't know, man. I hope she's not listening.
No, it's all good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was fast.
It's okay, man. But at least, you know, you're chill. It was cool.
We hung out, man. We hung out.
Yeah, it's fine, dude.
I felt bad because...
Life happens, man. You know?
I felt bad because I don't know if you ever partied like that with a stranger.
Oh, yeah. Where you're there, and
you're promising, yeah, baby, I'm going to fly you out. Or we're going to hang out at the comedy store. We're going to do this. We're going
to
do that.
But first, I got to catch my check. Man. Yeah, when you're partying, you're just on go. And I met some girl in Holly at one of these dive bars. And she was real flirtatious, man. And I'm not going to get, yeah, because I realize we're on YouTube. So, but anyway... We were flirting, and she was, and then she's like, "Put on my jacket," and it was like this fur jacket. And I remember, once I did that, I lost, man, because she was like, I think it was like a shit test because I was like wearing her jacket in the bar, and like she was like talking to all these other dudes. So I'm like, yeah, I think, I messed up by putting on that fur jacket. But anyways, favorite scene you've ever done?
Like what?
You know what? You don't have to answer that. I have my own questions for you. What does this mean, cogiando?
Cogiando, that means sex. That means I'm having sex.
What does leche de verga mean?
Leche
de verga. I'm asking.
Leche de verga, that means, I don't know. Like,
but what is leche?
Leche means milk. Leche de verga is cum, yeah. Semen.
What is que rico?
Good. How good it is.
Because I've seen some... just on my own time, and they go, oh, que rico, que, so that means, is it like, oh, it's hot, it's like, good, so it's just like, I'm having fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never got that one, que rico. I got, ay, papi.
But that's the same thing.
No tan rápido.
Because, wait, say that last one again.
No tan rápido, like not so fast.
Wait, say it.
You always tell me to slow down.
Wait. So it's despacio, that means despacio.
Despacio.
Slow.
Slow.
Okay. All right, that's...
Or look at the watch. Yeah. You gotta hurry up. Time's up. Okay,
so cogiando, that means sex. Cogiando.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
That Latin, cogiando. It must be something. It must be Latin for going in and out of something, probably.
Oh, that's what it means.
I don't speak Latin. Latin.
Dude, we went way past what I expected.
It's all good.
Let's plug, all your stuff.
When did this come out?
Next week, bro.
All right.
So let's plug whatever you want to plug, dog. This is your platform. Specials, Instagram. Go ahead, dude.
What's up, everybody? Felipe Esparza right here. February 11th, I have a Netflix special coming out on Netflix called Raging Fool. Go check it out. February 11th, Netflix special. Check out my podcast, What's Up, Fool Podcast. And
I seen the one with
History for Fools.
I seen the one with you and Tumex. I saw the whole thing.
Oh, thank you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You
man.
Should do our podcast one day. What's up, fool?
Whenever you need me, dog. When? All right. Yeah. All right. Just say the word. Okay. I could come on or what?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I said it. My wife will set it up.
You say your Instagram?
My Instagram is Felipe Esparza, comedian.
That's it. Okay, follow him today, folks. Support that special. How can they best support you? Watch the special.
Watch the special, man. Share it with your friends. Yeah. Comment on it. Mm-hmm. Tell me how much you like it. Tell me how much you didn't like it. And I'm going to be on that show on ABC, Shifting Gears with Tim Allen. I have a small
good
little
for
role.
You. Hey, life's good, dog. Don't go back to your old ways.
No.
Life's, you're already, because you're going like this.
Yeah.
You don't want to get rid of your wallet and throw your phone and start walking down the street, dude. You don't want, please don't do that.
Nah.
Yeah. All right, so... Subscribe today, youtube.com/Stevie Weeby. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Everything else will be in the YouTube description. We went way past what I expected. We almost made a full hour.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was easy, right?
It was.
Hey, I really appreciate you coming on,
thank
dude.
You, bro.
This is part two, by the way. We did part a Zoom. Two. We did a Zoom one. Do you? I don't even remember back then.
Yeah.
But you know how everyone was shifted to Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was live.
What do you mean? No. We did a Zoom because like you know that's like no one. Everyone stopped podcasting and then okay. Everyone's like shifted to Zoom and I'm like I guess I have to do that too and then I think I did like five. Yeah, this is before your time, Chels. All right, you guys do the exchange the thing for the thing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well.
I'll drink my last year cold and then I'm heading to the vault. My car is on the asphalt, it wasn't all my fault.
This recording here. Yo, shout out my boy Kwangu.
Walking like a badger, my stature is so short. The camera tends to capture tiny ball on tennis court. Now, these words sing, don't leave these songs astray. Even when we passed away, the music sassed away. We gotta make a move, my little dude, fetch your suit. Don't wanna be removed by a scud, that's a cue.
Little Ray, you just wanna give a shout out to my main man, Stevie.
The fish that grew feet wanted to be a part of me. Gave up their physical to chill amongst the richest beats. Then I had my fill, I seen the damage and catch rat. Dreamt of looping beats, but all I had was a cassette.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.